Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I'm gonna talk about Love Island season 8. The cast of Love Island came out. I love how this year is very diverse. We have women of different race. We have men of different race. We have an Asian guy. We have Latino guy, white guy, black guy. With women, we have black women, white women, Latina woman, etc., etc. So I love the diversity. Like I said, I love the diversity. Love that. Perfect. I also thought it was very awesome that they have someone with a disability this season. If you do not know, because from my pictures, you could tell. Let me re-say that. If you did not know, I do have a physical disability. You could tell through my pictures, especially on my left side, especially my left hand. I'm just gonna say it this way. My left side is weaker than my right side. So when I was 7, because I get this all the time when people meet me, or I bump into strangers, like, "Are you okay? I have a limp when I walk." So pretty much my left side is weaker than my right. I've been like that since I was 7 months old. I fell off my parents' bed. So having someone on Love Island that also has a disability, like a physical disability, is great. I love that representation. Just letting you know, like, people with disabilities, it is harder for us in general. Physical, mental disability is harder for us in general with finding jobs, especially in the USA, where they discriminate you a lot for having disability. You're like, you could still be able to do the job, and a lot of people are like, "No, you can't have they don't give it to you because of your disability." And then you have to go through companies to help you be able to get a job because they discriminate you because of your disability. The USA is big on that. They discriminate about everything. And I've had that issue a lot of times. And it's really hard with dating too. People don't want to date you because of your disability or something, or people treat you different because of your disability. So I'm glad that Love Island, especially with Beatrice, they show they're having the season. Beatrice, for girls, all the girls are beautiful. I've said that to friends every season, in every Love Island there is, because I've watched all of them. All the women are always beautiful. With the guys, it always depends on type. And for me, it's like, oh, I only think this guy is cute because he's my type. If you think all the dudes are cute, that's fine. For me, personally, type-wise, the only guy for me I think is cute is Gabe. Again, that's my type. You might disagree. But for me personally, who I'm rooting for as someone with a disability and finally seeing representation of someone on a reality love show, what's in the bag, who I'm supporting 100% women-wise is Beatrice, because as someone that has a disability, I want to see her find love. I want to see how she handles things and guys handle her as well. And I want to see her find love. Because I've already seen all the beautiful black, Latina, Asian, etc., etc., find love in reality TV. I've seen that. All women in general, I've seen that. And I'm rooting for them. But for me, this season, because they have casted a girl who has disability, Beatrice, who unfortunately has disability, I'm rooting for her, number one, because again, I also have a disability. So I want to see how that goes on. And I'm doing this, I know she's probably going to get a lot of hate from a-holes because of her disability, and which is terrible. She shouldn't get hate for that. And I think she's prepared for the hate she's going to get, which is unwanted, right? But for me personally, the girl I'm 100% backing, and I'm saying right now that I'm hashtag team, is would be just for the women, and for the guys is Gabe, because I think he's hot and attractive. But for the main cast, that's who I'm backing right now. So that's my thoughts. I'm excited for this season. We'll see what happens. Like I said, for me personally, I hope Beatrice ends up till the end, and then she finds someone. That's what I want, because everybody deserves love. Either whatever race you are, whatever ethnicity you are, whatever, if you're a veteran, if you have a disability, whatever it is, I feel like everybody deserves love. And what I would love to see, which I haven't seen, I've seen they have people there that are bi, but it's just straight couples. I think what would be great to see, and this is coming from a straight woman and an ally, I would love to see a rep, like they bring someone that bring people in from the LGBTQ plus community. Like I would love to see same-sex relationships on Love Island, because I don't see in any dating reality TV show they do that at all. Like I said, I've watched Love Island, Love is Blind, Married at First Sight, etc. They just put straight couples, and I'm like, let's have some diversity with like more interracial, more LGBTQ plus community. Let's not just have it like, oh, you're every race with their race, and like just straight couples. Like show how it really is around the world. There's different kind of relationships in general, so the diversity is great. Love that. Also do the interracial couples, that would be great too, and couples that are in the LGBTQ plus community as well. Make it as realistic as possible. I feel that that's great. I feel like they should do that. If it's not this season, at some point. So that's my thoughts and opinion. Right now, I've seen people online being like, oh, Beatrice is getting hate already because of her disability. Anyone that's doing that, you're an asshole. Yes, I just swore. Sorry about that, but you're an asshole for it. It's already difficult for us in general. Everyone that has a disability, we go to therapy, and we already have like enough issues as it is. Why do I have this disability? Why does this happen? Da 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 da. We don't need more people being mean to us because of our we can't change that. If the world was perfect, and if we could have our wish, all of us that have a disability would be like, what I wish for is to not have that disability. It would be easier for us in general, in all situations, like for getting jobs, for dating. We all wish that we didn't have a disability. No one wants one. So please be kind, stop being mean. There's no reason for it. And that's all I have for you guys today. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.